posts are gathered here at the Radiation Monitoring Center.
ここには各地点で記録された18時間分の放射線
量の推移が表示されます。 18 hours worth of records from these monitoring posts are brought here so that a trend could be seen.
地点でも放射線量が上昇し
ています。 And since early yesterday morning, the radiation level has gone up in all monitoring posts. This person says that usually the level is about 50, so compared to that, it's 100 times higher now.
健康に影響はないレベル
ですが、 It is not a level that may harm human health. However, it is a level that is higher than the normal level. If we compare data collected at different locations, you can see that the peak arrives at different timings.
それぞれのモニタリングポストがいつ
Let's take a look at when the monitoring posts recorded these high peaks.
午前4時半、
the peaks were seen at these yellow dotted areas. At 4:30 a.m., the first peaks were observed, and then after that, the areas that had the higher readings moved south. What was happening during this time?
世界の原発事故に詳しい京
都大学の今中哲司教授です。哲司今中 is doing research on nuclear power plant accidents around the world. He says that it's just like smoke coming out of a smokestack and dispersing. He says that air containing radioactive substances comes outand spreads into the atmosphere. This is gaseous radiation or radioactive substances in particle form. These substances are usually gaseous or particles, and these would drift in the air, and depending on the wind speed and wind direction, they travel to different areas.
福島第一原発から放出された放射性物
質は、The radioactive substances from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. How far did the radioactive substances travel?
福島県から関東地方にかけて、午前中、主に北からの風
が吹いていました。 From early morning through midday, from the Fukushima prefecture to the Kanto area, northerly winds were blowing.
各地で地域が計測された時刻と、
And if we look at the time that the peak readings were registered and its time, we see that at 4 a.m. in Iwaki City of Fukushima Prefecture, 40 kilometers away from the power plant, was 23.72 microsievert. It is high, but still half that amount that a person would be exposed to when taking chest x-rays.
南下しながら、
at 6 a.m., Ibaraki City reached its peak, and then at 9, Utsunomiya. And then, by midday, it reached Yokosuka in Kanagawa Prefecture. So the particles and substances traveled 200 kilometers or more over an 8-hour period. The radioactive substances that is carried by the wind.People in the evacuation shelters are also very worried about the situation. This is a shelter located about 40 kilometers away from the nuclear power plant. People are being tested to make sure that no radioactive substances are adhering to their clothes or skin. No abnormal readings were found, but still the residents are very anxious and worried. This woman says that nobody is telling them what to do, and that's the concern that everybody has.Will there be health impacts on the people who have evacuated? Dr. Masao Tomonaga has been treating radiation sickness over a long time. He says that because radiation cannot be seen, people are worried. Microsievert is a very low amount, but some amounts, minimal amounts, could have been inhaled and has may have gone into the people's body. However, it is very minimal, therefore, it will not immediately harm people's health.
And now we are joined by Professor Masaharu Hoshi of Hiroshima University, who is an expert on radiation sickness. Thank you for joining us. As we have seen in the video, these radioactive substances, the spread of these substances. Well, Professor Hoshi, how do you observe this situation?
Well,
yes, radioactive substances, they spread in the form of either gas or particles, and they are carried by the wind, and they disperse in this process. So they become leaner and are diluted and yet spread. But looking at the measurements so far, we say that the numbers recorded at the nuclear reactor and 30 kilometers, it's 1,000 over 1 over 1,000. Therefore, this radius of 30 kilometers. Well, this area, we think is, the reading is quite low. Now, and therefore, looking at this radiation level, we do not think that this has any immediate impact on human health. And looking at these numbers, you don't think that this is harmful to the human health. But the way the radioactive substances is spreading, does it spread close to the ground or does it go up into the high into the air? Well, it really depends on the case. But if it carries heat, it'll be high and spread. And in that case, but I think in this case, it's following the surface of the ground. Looking at this spreading pattern, is there anything else that you could detect from here? Well, I think this is as of yesterday, but still looking at these numbers. The further away, the lower the number, meaning that, yes, the radioactive substances are being carried by the wind, but they are being dispersed and the numbers are getting smaller.
Yes.
And Mr. Iwamoto, how do you observe this? Well, yes, as Professor Hoshi has rightly stated, we do not believe that this is a level which will have an impact on human health. But this is in the order of microsievert. It's very complicated. There's millisievert and microsievert. It's very complicated. But millisievert is 1,000 folds that of microsievert. And at the Fukushima Daiichi site, the reading here, the highest was 400 millisievert. 400 millisievert. Well, if you were to calculate this, this is 400,000 microsievert. And in these different locations, looking at the numbers, you'd see 5.19 or less than 1, meaning that it is diluted to quite an extent as it gets further away from the nuclear plant. Now, what impact does this have? Well, this is our concern, yes. But just to give you an idea here, well, this is in the order of microsievert. Between 7 million to 10 million would be fatal. And 12 years ago, at the Tokai, the critical accident, it was between 6 million to 20 million microsievert. There was that level of exposure causing fatality. Now, so 6,900 is a CT scan, one time CT scan, and the natural exposure is 2,400 per annum. Well, and what we have been explaining, the milli and microsievert is per hour. What I've been saying is per hour. If you were to in that location, you would be exposed to that much radiation, and this is 50 for your breast X-ray. And we were talking about 1 or 0 points of something, meaning that the impact is not, well, it is not to the level that it will have an impact on the human health.
Professor Hoshi, the extent that the radioactive substances has traveled and also the figures that we've just heard, what are the other things that you are focusing on from a perspective of a researcher? Well, I have gone to many accident sites for investigation and survey. The next problem would be the types of radioactive material. So radioactive material is not just one thing. So what are these elements?
飛んできた各所の放射線の種類にはですね、たくさんありますけども、
The radiation can differ, but we can think about noble gas and iodine, radiative iodine, cesium. These are the major things that we are looking at. Well, we haven't heard about the actual materials or what kind of elements we are talking about. Well, yes, I believe iodine is involved here, but how much has that been spread? We don't have any information about that. So in order to protect our